In Mexico, the party that ruled for more than 70 years is claiming victory in the presidential election. According to preliminary results, the PRI, or PRI, candidate, Enrique Peña Nieto, won the most votes, but the apparent runner-up is refusing to concede. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more on this from Mexico City.
Hundreds of supporters sporting red shirts and waving white flags emblazoned with the PRI's logo celebrated their candidate's apparent victory. Blaring Norteña music filled the esplanade of the party's massive headquarters in downtown Mexico City. The country's independent Federal Electoral Commission said a preliminary count of the vote showed the PRI candidate had captured 38% of the vote. Trailing 6 percentage points behind was leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Mexico's President Felipe Calderón took to the national airways to congratulate Peña Nieto. This is a stunning turn of events for Calderón and his PAN party, which just 12 years ago ousted the PRI from power, ending its 71-year reign. Peña Nieto appears to have convinced voters that the old PRI, infamous for election rigging, widespread corruption, and making deals with drug traffickers, had changed. As Peña Nieto made his way to an indoor auditorium at campaign headquarters, hundreds more supporters shouted, "President! President!
Presidente! Presidente!"
On stage, the 45-year-old Peña Nieto smiled beside his wife, soap opera star Angélica Rivera, and thanked the crowd for their support.
Los mexicanos le han dado a nuestro partido una segunda oportunidad.
He said Mexicans have given our party a second chance.
Vamos a honrarla con resultados.
We will honor that with results. Peña Nieto pledged to continue Mexico's democratic march with honesty, transparency, and a full accounting of public funds. He made a special point of telling supporters that the fight against the narcos will continue, although with a different strategy than the outgoing administration's.
Que quede muy claro. Frente al crimen organizado, no habrá ni pacto ni tregua.
It's very clear, he said, in confronting organized crime, there will be no pacts and no truce. He has pledged to hire a famous Colombian anti-drug trafficking cop who is popular in Washington, D.C., and focus more on the violence associated with the narcotics trade than going after cartel bosses. The 6-year-long drug war, which has claimed the lives of more than 50,000 people, weighed heavily on the minds of voters. But it was Mexico's sluggish economy and the current administration's inability to make good on promised democratic reforms that led to the PAN's defeat. The PAN's candidate, Josefina Vázquez Mota, finished in third place. She conceded just 1 hour after the polls closed. Vázquez Mota said just because she lost the election doesn't mean she would stop fighting.
Y de impedir el retorno del autoritarismo.
Referring to the PRI party, she said she will fight against any return of authoritarianism, corrupt empires, and impunity. While Vázquez Mota was quick to accept the results, the apparent second-place finisher, leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador, would not.
Vamos a tener todos los datos.
Speaking to hundreds in a Mexico City hotel, López Obrador said he would wait until complete count was finished before announcing what his next step would be. 6 years ago, he lost the presidential race by less than a percentage point. His supporters paralyzed the Capitol with huge protests for weeks. Last night, his supporters said they were prepared to do it all again. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.